Okay. I think we're holding about Korach in Perichov Beis.
Yes. Exactly.
What? Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
So Korach Hadassah is really is fascinating, because I mean, Pashas would say, you look at it, it's one of the many, many just, you know, constant bickerings and problems and issues people had, but the Rishonim, like the Rambam especially, treats this as an assault on Torah's Moshe. It doesn't quite come out that way in the parasha. The parasha is just a personal attack, you know, just they weren't happy with his choice of leadership, etc., etc. But the Rishonim, the Rambam, he sees it as attack on Torah. And I think it has to do a lot because of the pasuk, when it says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, once the accusation against Moshe is that he can invent something for whatever reason, it's not what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's something that he would like to happen, then you've already left yourself wide open for accusing the rest of the Torah, that, you know, maybe he had a tzitzis factory, maybe he had a tefillin factory, maybe he invented stuff. So I think because all the other times they had tainus, there's no food, he took him out, he misled them. Here the pshat was a specific tzivui that he told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make Aaron Kohen Gadol, and they felt that was not absolutely not true. Like, I guess that's just push at the background pshat. So he interprets it a little bit different. He says the chet was that Torah should become, if democratic is the right word for it, but it should become of the people. You know, it's given to everybody. Everybody should be able to make those decisions, determinations, etc. And that's what they said. So basically, they were denying the validity of everything else. They were saying, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started a conversation with us. It's not Mistav, he didn't finish it. It's ridiculous. So they told him, because it's ridiculous, you're making up, obviously. So what's the Medrash trying to say, that these are the parashas that he used as excuses? Is there anything significant in that? If just because I have something right next to it, what about mezuzah? And the klal is, any time we have a major event, the triggers of the event are bashkocha. It's a point that the Maral makes many places, that big things are not b'mikra, which means that, you know, any major event we need to understand in a broader context of specific, why this specific event, and so on. So if machlokas on Torah came about through these events, there's probably something specific about these events. Why the, you know, what's so significant about it? So he says, da ki kol kavanas Korach lahaflig ulachzik akushia. The Korach was trying to underscore this question. He was saying, Yisrael, He says, it doesn't make sense. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, why would he pick a medium? Why would he pick a person to act as an intermediary? What are you going to say? Klal Yisrael is not roi fit. Ki efshar roi yisrael shema dva Hashem, shei shama besinah nechol ilecha. Okay, lom leita Torah lahem. Vayakorech choshev lehapel asmaishev et ha'usoy. Lisha is a tale of Tal Shkol Tchels, but not Tzitzah has a Tzitzah. Besava Hoya, Kivari Yashav Moshe Shib Dura, Kim Shkol Tchels. And Korach's thinking was that he would answer, yeah, it's Potter. Shekach Hoya Isvar as Korach, Kem Mitzvah Kedei Shib Tal Shkels. Korach's understanding of the Mitzvah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have Tchels now begot him. So Tchelas would remind us of Kisa Kovet, Kisa Kovet, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So he was basically asking them that this is exactly the same as his case. He wasn't talking about tzitzis. He was using tzitzis as a metaphor for Klal Yisrael, and he was saying wherever the Torah demands the part, the whole certainly includes the part. So therefore, the same thing would be by Klal Yisrael. If Moshe gets Torah, certainly all of Klal Yisrael gets the Torah. V'korach asher asav as Moshe nasoi charboi bo b'liboi. It boomeranged on him. If anything, the halacha exactly makes that point. So he says over here, the structure, when we say that it's doimet the kisei hakoved, it's something which is not just in the color of it, but in the fact that it's unique, it stands out. A tzitzis, let's go back to the mashal. A tzitzis could have two ways of appearing. A tzitzis is something which has its own metzius. It also has it's its color, but it also is unique, it sticks out. Just one minute, it might be someone I need to talk to. So a tzitzis is something which is distinct, it sticks out, and what makes tzitzis special is not only what it is, but the fact that it's distinct from the rest. If I can give a mashal to something, and which is not so far off, imagine you have a community, and a community needs a rav. So you'll say to yourself, okay, the rav is a Talmud Chacham, who has smicha, and he knows halacha, and that's why he's the rav. Okay, now imagine you have, so let's take a different mashal for a second. Imagine we need a chazan. So we look for somebody with a nice voice, who knows Nusach well, and so on. We appoint him as a chazan. Imagine you have a community that everybody there is chazanim. So you take turns, and it's wonderful. So one week this will daven, the other week another will daven, it'll be very, very nice. But when you have a rabbanim, l'mashal, so even if everybody in the community has smicha, and everybody knows halacha, you still want somebody above everyone else, beyond everyone else. It's being unique, being set aside and special, is what's needed. And therefore, Tzitzis is not only that it has the color tchelis, it's that it's not really part of the garment. It's attached to the garment, not part of it. A melech, a leader, a manhig, has a similar quality. So he says, V'chein Yisrael, afal gav, shekol Yisrael kulim k'doshim. In other words, in terms of the quality of the substance, they're all k'doshim. Tzrichim al koin meyuchad nivdol mehem. They need to have a person who will be apart from them, distinct from them. So he doesn't have a nachla. Lo yishra kol kohanim, kitzor shekan koin meyuchad. V'zeh sheish le Moshe, zeis azu kol lecha machtois, ovimedrish, om le Moshe. Hagoyim nimusim harbe ukanim harbe shlem kol miskavsim bayis echad. By the goyim, you have many different officials and many different ways of worship, and they get together. The anu ein lo Hashem echad toyer achas koyin gadol echad. We everything that we have is one. We have one koyin gadol. There's no thing as 250 koyin gadolim. I would also like to be a kohen gadol. So the point that he's saying is the dialogue between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu was, Korach said, you have a tzibur. I mean, the whole point of having a kohen is to have somebody who's kaddish, to be mechav everybody else. Since we're all kedoshim, so we should all be kohen gadolim. To which, and the raya he brought, it was from a thought question about tzitzis. Moshe Rabbeinu answered, no, that exactly mashal you're trying to ram down my throat is the wrong mashal. Because in tzitzis also, the reason why tzitzis don't patter is because the tzitzis are, the reason why the tchelis in the beg doesn't patter is because it's part of the beget. You need that the thing that's trying to patter it be set aside and be unique in its quality. So you have three tribes that aren't a Kohen stood out. One, Yisrael Mitachamim. Two, Kohanim, Levim Kohanim, and then Kohen Gadol. Olekach Amar Moshe, Boike, V'yoyda Hashem es Hashaloi ves HaKadosh, V'hikrev alav, es HaShayivcha bayakrev alav, Kloima, Sheish Be'aron Gimel Bechiris, Neged HaRishon, Mashru Yisrael Ben Umos, V'yoyda Hashem HaShaloi, V'yizke Kan Yakriv, V'yishay Yisrael B'sham Shalfanav, because the word hikriv elov means Yaakov shemushin uncle says they will be serving. Levim already served in some capacity. Okay, now he's going to explain what is it about Aaron's name that's unique. The midpoint is always special. It has a special chshivas. Shaharei Eretz Yisrael shu be'emta yishuv nifcha l'kedusha. B'Yerushalayim is the middle of Eretz Yisrael nifcha yoisa. U'beis hamigdash be'emta Yerushalayim nifcha yoisa l'kedusha. Efikach ha'yisrael mara'al ha'bchira. The truth is, there are different setups of descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, spheres, and haggis, and one of them is concentric circles, with again the pnimi being the most important one. It's sort of the nekuda from which everything else radiates, the heart of everything. Olakach b'shem Aaron ha'reish is ke'ois reish ha'mtzoy b'meyos. The reish is the midpoint between the meyos. Kishinois gimel v'rov oisis ha'meya. So even though you have four letters, he feels it's appropriately 200 is the number in terms of the out of 400, 200 is the midpoint. And we've said before that Emtsoi shows something chosen of a group. And So the hey and the resh and the nun are all mid letters. It sort of defines and describes the klal from which he has been chosen. The aleph sheish b'shem Aaron shu koyin gadol koyin haroish al kahanim. Or the figure resh ba'aleph. Or mekol makom l'nikas abchir klal ki mashif kahanim and alavim hu shem ach legamri. Aber mashenif ha koyin gadol roish. Ein ze shemach rak shu koina gadol. Le fikach ba shem Aaron yav ois alef. Harei lecha ki shem Aaron hu shenich bezach legamri. So he sort of draws up, I don't know if anyone else has this mahalach, this inyan where he represents the middle and the alef on top of it. I want to add a point to what he's saying over here. I once saw this actually in a sikh of the Lubavitch Rebbe. I don't know if he was, I assume it was his, I don't know if it was, there were parts of it probably much earlier also, but he was speaking about the distinction in the title Nasi and Melech. Even though, like in this week's said, Nasi Bam Chalitzar, the word Nasi means a Melech. Now, Melech goes by two descriptions, Melech and Nasi. Those two descriptions are very different. Each one is something that is a different facet of what a melech is. First, the word nasi means the one above, the one lifted above, chosen above. The word nasi implies something higher and above everything else, which in the human body would sort of be represented by the das and so on. Now, the word melech, mem lamed chaf, or kaf lamed mem, are the mid oisius of the aleph beis. That's one. Two, the Rambam says that the melech is the lev ha'am. In other words, the heart is also sort of the midpoint of it. So, in a melech, in an appropriate melech, you have two nekudas, two descriptions of his personality. One is he's above and beyond everyone, because if you don't have the person who's above and beyond everyone, where is he leading everybody to? You can only lead people to a place that you're familiar with, that you know, and so on. So you need to be above everyone else, ahead of every game, so to speak, so that the leadership, you can lead them to the place they need to go. Two, you need to be firmly attached to people you're leading so that they schlep along with your leadership. If they don't schlep along with it, there's no leadership. And that's melech is part and parcel of the am. So the king serves to be the, what's the word? The scout, so to speak. The front array. And he also has the ability to pull everyone with him. I once, it says by the parish of Melech, it says, Asher yetzifnehem, in Parashas Pinchas, when HaKadosh Baruch told Moshe to be memane somebody, it says, yetzifnehem v'asher yovolifnehem, v'asher yotziem v'asher yoviem. In other words, he's a step ahead, at least one step ahead of the crowd. That's one. He also has the ability to bring the crowd along to wherever it is that he's going. There's no point in having a melech that's going anywhere. So he's they can't take everybody with him. So here also, in the name of Aharon, you have the hey resh and nun, which are descriptive of the midpoint, which always means a midpoint is the point that everything converges on. So that's the aspect where you have a hand on the entire klal. And then you have the aleph, you start with the aleph, which is above and beyond everything. So just like a melech or a manik ha'israel is she'etzef neem ha'she'ov lefneem, that's the first element of manhigus. And then there's a she'etzeem ha'she'eviem, it's the bringing everybody else into the picture and so on. Hare, kichol tainas kaira choyesh rotzeh she'a kol kohanim. U'moyshe mechiech lem, she'enro rak she'echot, v'mashavayru lekelechot. So he was saying, since we're being Ovid one God, it can't be that we have two manhigim. Because in a certain sense, the manhig is the focus of the group. If you're aiming at a bunch of targets, you can have a bunch of different focuses, and it makes sense. If you're aiming at one target, then it can't be that you have many focuses. ומפני כי שני דברים שהם ליל ומייסה שני אחים נכבדים כי מועד שמקל לתויר ולים לכל ישראל והארם כאן גודל מבלי מייסה כי אוהב נקש ברוך די ארם בעבודס הקרבן לכך הוא מדם הארם על חוץ של תחילס So that's why you compare ארם חוץ של תחילס כי חוץ של תחילס מבלי מייסה תחסיבו איסם מויסה שחלתם וסכבים של השם עשיסם אויסם וכן ארם על ידי הוי אוהבדים So Aaron's position was the Baal HaMais in Kal Yisrael, and therefore that was the Chutzal Tcheles. So the two Mishalim are very specific, and one is connected Aaron and one is connected Moshe. Aaron was the doer of Kal Yisrael. He should, and that's tzitzis, which is a tangible ma'isa. Ukneged Moshe shemekabel teven shemayim b'lim Yisrael. I may be marshal min bayis malis farim. Kater tzitzis l'kvar mezuzah l'bayis. Ki l'kvar bon atarus Hashem Yisparach. Ukrechsi b'mezuzah v'dibartem bom shetach v'isecha o'chsavtun zayis v'isecha v'shoecha. V'yaseve ki bayis malis farim v'ali patna mezuzah. Ach shizah mezuzah l'kvar bon atarus Hashem Yisparach. Rabbi's kulam all his farim. Same marshal. Faisal are all learned. Not only tzaddikim, but they're all learned. So where's the room to have someone stand out? Because she yoshle moishe kvaisal is from potem namezuzah. Shekach el fidas kerech. Yoimim kein lama lana adam yuchel de kabla teira al yadi lasham teira yisrael beteira. Same thing. Shrei efshan agil ma'isab loimah sheshu yachid. Yolana kdoishim shana biserenech v'liyelecha. ואין אנו צריכים שתקווה בנתר די מוישה שהוא יוחד ושאין בעיה שמול הספרן צריכים כבר תר די מזוז יחידס So that was עד כאן קרס טיינה וגם בזה נפל This was also a mistake, why? שעד רבה בעיה שמול הספרן חייזו ומזוז יחידס נלסן הבעיה So he says שהמזוז חוץ לבעיה מוציץ גם חוץ לבגד You notice, he says, that these are elements that are meant to be affixed to the house. That's the way in which the mitzvah is given. So the mezuzah rests out of the house. What we're doing is we're locating a spot that has a chanef kedusha, which is distinct from everything else. Olefikar bais nosfar mechayim mezuzah klo yikabel kol bais kedusha k'ma mezuzah shudav kodesh. But don't mix this up bais. So kedusha can only the shorosh kedusha only be at a specific point, and that point is away from everything else. Anything inside is a must for everything. V'chein lo yikabel atayra kol yisrael ke. So just like in the world of a mezuzah, you see that everything is totally, the one who is beyond the pack, above the pack, is the one who is the who able to draw the kedusha, who has that something special. That's true by the mezuzah on the bayis, it's true of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kol Yisrael. I want to add a point to this over here. He's saying over here that there's a unique quality. Let's put it in a different way. At first glance, a perspective on Ador and Gedolei Ador. I'm talking Gedolei Ador in the big picture. I'm talking about Avraham and Moshe and so on, and Aaron. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like everybody to be at Madrega X. Madrega X is very, very high and above and beyond. And therefore, most people fail to make that grade. And we need to come on to Aaron and so on, to Moshe. That's a Pashta look at it. That's not quite it, according to what the Maharal is saying. The way in which you build a people, a door, anything that needs anhaga, is two layers. You have a tzibur, and you have somebody above and beyond the tzibur. You need that to provide that sort of beyond. And if you don't have it, then the tzibur, it doesn't have how to go forward. The way in which it goes forward is when you have one person that's beyond, he's able to bring that to his generation, mystically, in Pashut, and so on. So in Kahuna, there's one person that is beyond everybody else in Kedusha and Olam HaMitzvahs, and his job is to bring Kedusha and Mitzvahs to everybody else. In the world of Torah, there's somebody who understands better than everybody, and his job is to bring Torah to everybody. That's part of the... So what he calls over here being muvdol or miyuchid or whatever, it's not a mikra, like halavai everybody would be Moshe Rabbeinu. No. You can't have everybody like Moshe Rabbeinu. You can have everybody at one madrega, as high as you want it, and somebody on a darga higher than that. Because that's the only way in which you can make progress in a tzibur, is when you have somebody who is above the tzibur, his own tzibur, his own anhagas is beyond, and he's also able to draw the tzibur in. Those are the simonim of manhigos, of mila, and so on. So that's what he says over here, that Korach came along with this question, and he thought it was a shoo-in, and the question expressed accurately his situation, or situation of Klal Yisrael, that if, since the Tachlis is to be a certain Madrega, he felt he is at that Madrega, and that's that. So now, why can't he be the... And to which he was told that but that's exactly the point of the mitzvah, is to have somebody above and beyond, because that's the only way that something will, you'll be able to get the demand and so on. Any question, anything?
Was Korach arguing for himself to be that manhig, or was he arguing that we don't need a manhig because everyone should be
on the
manhig?
In a sense, I think on the face of it, he was arguing we're all great people. He really wanted himself. He was motivated, I guess, first by a dislike of Moshe, and second he wanted his own thing. Would he have been happy if everybody would do the thing, and as long as not Moshe, maybe. But it wasn't any different than the Karaites, when you had the Karaites, when Anan broke away and said, we don't need to listen to the rabbis, everybody does their own thing, read the Torah really carefully, and whatever it tells you, do. But he himself had laws. He promulgated them, he sifted them, whatever you want, he did something. So the idea that you just can learn yourself the Torah and do exactly as the words say, that doesn't exist in any way. It's not what's the right word for it? It does not have, it's not viable to have a Torah like that, because then it becomes just a million Torahs and whatever you want it to become. So you're always going to need to, so even though your first claim is we don't want Hanhaga, by the end of the day you're going to have Hanhaga. It's true like in society also, like the anarchy societies, when they had the wall, what was it called, in Manhattan, they had against Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street.
So they had everything with democracy. They have these town meetings. There's a limit. At some point, you appoint a spokesman, you appoint a leader, and it's impossible. Okay. So next week we won't be on, and then Bez Hashem the week afterwards I'll be back. Okay. Okay. Good fach. Bye.